Hey, good morning, everyone. We are on day 38. We are getting closer, closer, and closer. Please God, tomorrow is Yom Kippur. So I want to share with you a story that I always share at MGE on Yom Kippur. It's about a teacher, a rabbi of mine in high school who was very demanding from his students. And, you know, the assignments were pretty long, the tests, the quizzes, very difficult. And it felt when I was in his class that no matter what I did, I just couldn't keep up. So after finally a couple of weeks, I complained. I went to my teacher. I told him the workload was too heavy and it was time for him to switch me to a lower level class. It was just too much. And he looked at me and I was just in the class for a couple of weeks. He said, "You're Mark Wilds, right?" And I said, "Yeah." He says, "Didn't you get 100 on one of my tests?" And I, without waiting for me to respond, he opened up the desk drawer and pulled out a whole pile of tests, pulled my name out with a big red 100 on top in red ink. And he's like, "Mark, go back to your seat. You're fine. You got 100 on one of my tests." And I didn't have much of a response. I just like, yeah, I did. I remember that. But I always felt overwhelmed. And I found out later on that this teacher was very smart. He figured out a way to make sure that at some point in the year, every one of his students would get 100. That way, when anyone would complain, he can just pull that test out and say, "Hey, you can do this. Go back to your seats." Now, I'm sharing that story because I think that that really is Yom Kippur in a nutshell. Right? Yom Kippur is the day we all get that big 100 in terms of how much we stretch ourselves. Right? There is no other day of the year where we do this much to be Jewish. We don't eat this. We don't do that. We're in synagogue all day. We're trying to be connected. We're trying to really be devoted. And we do that not just to like, oh, cram it in, you know, let's get it all in so God will give us a good year. We do that also so that the rest of the year, please God, we can look back and we can say, "Hey, look how devoted I was to my Judaism on that day. Okay, it was Yom Kippur, but it was also me." Right? That's a version of me that's also true. And therefore, when we're challenged with something during the year, we always have that 100 that God can kind of pull out of his, you know, proverbial heavenly desk drawer. It's really a day to create a memory and a model for our spiritual selves that we can look back and derive inspiration from for the rest of the year. And I think also that's why we've got an extra prayer. You know, we have Shacharis, morning prayers. We have Mincha, afternoon, Maariv, evening service. And then we have Musaf on the holidays or Shabbat. But there's a special extra prayer on Yom Kippur, which only exists one time of the year, and that's, of course, Ne'ilah. And Ne'ilah is short for Ne'ilat Sha'arim, which I said in the chapter, which means closing of the gates, and it really represents the final prayers of Yom Kippur. But it also means that we're taking our Judaism to the next level. We've got this day to look back, to recognize how holy and spiritual we can be and draw on the rest of the year, draw inspiration from. Another prayer service. Just when you think you couldn't do more, you're in the gym and somebody inspires you. Come on, let's do one more set. You can do this. And that's where the muscle really is built. I shared also, and I'll just share this here, story about a king of England who agrees briefly to ride his carriage throughout a small town on the outskirts of London. And the people, of course, hear the king is coming and everybody's excited. And of course, the children. There's this local orphanage. And the caretakers make sure that the children are properly bathed and dressed in their finest clothing. And they're under strict orders to stand at attention. You know, it's like a whole protocol. And the day of the king's visit come and everybody's assembled. They're watching the king. The children line up. They're all well-behaved, silent. And as the carriage passes by, this one little kid breaks ranks. And he runs all the way up to the king's carriage. And everybody's like, they cannot believe it. He climbs up the carriage. He grabs the king's lapel. And he holds up a picture of his parents. And he says to the king, "These are my parents. I need you to save them." And the boy hands the king the picture and tells him where he thinks the parents are being kept. The king was stunned by the break in protocol, but he admired this kid's passion. And he was moved. And he decided to look into the matter. And eventually, the advisors of the king were able to reunite this orphan with his long-lost parents. That's Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is the prayer where we break ranks. We run up to the king. To the Almighty, we grab him by the lapel, so to speak, and we say, "Hoshi'ana, save us." It's a moment when we show God, and really, we create a picture of ourselves for the rest of the year, how passionate and how capable we are. Ne'ilah is when we share our true feelings, and we can do so by attaining great, great spiritual heights. And that's something we can think about, please God, the rest of the year, when we're challenged by something, and I say, it's a class, I'm tired. I'm not a guy who goes and schleps to a class during the year. I'm not a guy who gets up early in the morning to go to Minyan. I'm not a woman who performs this act of chesed or who goes to another class or does whatever it is that you think you should be doing and you say, yeah, that's not me, or I'm not capable, or I'm too tired, I got too much going on. Think back. Look what you did on Yom Kippur. Look how you broke ranks, prayed another prayer service, fasted, did all these things on Yom Kippur. That was me then, and maybe that can be me now as well.